Capo.
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 Wow.
That was beautiful.
Welcome to the Spilt Milk Podcast. My name is Sarah Wheeler.
My name is Lauren Wheeler.
My name's Kara.
Government name.
And we are back for the third installment of our Couple to Thruple recap episodes. It has been, honestly, a great season thus far.
I can't believe it's only the third one.
No, I know. Right. Well, we've done like several episodes each time that we've been recapping. Yeah. So it's been a great season so far. And okay, I want to talk about, though, before we get into the Couple to Thruple of it all, we have a few topics that have happened in between the last time that we recorded and now. One of them being The Valley. The Valley. Have you watched, Lauren?
I watched the first episode on accident because
I didn't realize
it autoplayed.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, and they got me. And then it was halfway through, and I was like, why does Kristen Dunst have so much screen time in this? And I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
So, did you like it?
More than I was expecting, which is what I've heard from, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So this is the, kind of the Golden Years, version.
Oh my god.
Vanderpump Rules. They're, like,
40. They're literally, like, 40.
They've aged out of Vanderpump Rules. But also, it's weird, because, like, have they? Because Tom Sandoval is also 40. Ariana also, like, 38. Like, none of them are young on Vanderpump Rules, except for, like,
Schwartz.
Allie.
But even she's like 28.
Yeah. Stassi was like 21 when she started.
Yeah, no, she literally was 23 in the first season.
Yeah, she's my age. Oh wow. Yeah.
Like,
and you could tell.
No, Sarah, why aren't you on Vanderpump Rules?
And she had beef with like 30-year-olds, and I'm like, oh,
no,
I don't
she
know.
Stassi like, tormented a bunch of 30-year-old women, fully grown women, as a 23-year-old.
But she was just like always right. That is like, I don't know.
It was so powerful
for the most part. I don't know.
So okay, do you miss Stassi not being on The Valley?
Yeah, she's just too good for it. Like,
it's not her vibe.
She's not
right
at the same point in life.
So, yeah, I did like The Valley way more because I literally said on the last episode, and multiple people called me out on my TikTok, I was like, I'm not going to watch The Valley. Like, I'm literally not going to even watch it. Like, it's literally going to suck.
I said the same thing.
Well, yeah, everyone thought it was going to suck because you give us a bunch of reality stars that were fired and are, like, old as fuck, and you expected it. It just didn't sound like it was going to be good. But I was wrong.
Yeah.
Thus far. Yeah. So, yeah, what have you guys been watching?
The Bachelor ended last week, so...
Oh!
Yeah.
What happened? Wait, who won? Yeah.
Kelsey won.
Okay,
who won?
Kelsey, the girl from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Okay, I don't...
She's awesome. I really
she
like
She has
her.
Beautiful
like
hair.
And I still love him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good season. I think he did a really good job navigating it, like, actually.
Oh, wow.
I definitely agree.
Which has never happened.
And they were saying that it's, like, the most viewed Bachelor season in, like, such a long time. And I definitely see why. Like, at the Women Tell All, like, no one was arguing with him. And I feel like at the finale, Daisy, who was the runner-up, like, definitely had some words, but...
Oh, the Minnesota girl, Minnesota girl.
Minnesota, the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried she was going to be the one. Do you call it winning? Do you say you win?
Yeah.
They won. I thought she was going to win, but I'm glad it wasn't her. So it was Kelsey. I don't remember Kelsey, though.
She has beautiful hair.
Sorry. Oh, good. Yeah. That's important.
And then they announced the next Bachelorette, which caught me off guard. Her name's Jen, and she got like sixth place or something ridiculous like that on the show. Like, she didn't even get a hometown.
Just a rando.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of theories, and I would love to hear yours.
Tell me.
Okay, I think these two are confirmed.
Oh.
Because they... Maria was, like, their front runner. Mm-hmm. Like, the producers really wanted her, but she had, like, a really long list of, like, deal breakers or, like, things that she wanted on her list. Like, she wanted to be able to keep her phone the whole time, which you can't have your phone at all the entire time.
Okay, so that's ridiculous.
No. Yeah,
you can get so over
Yeah, she just had, like, too high of demands, I guess. I don't know. And also, I think she realized she's at the point where they need her more than she needs them.
Oh,
she's,
definitely.
Like, gonna be able to do whatever. And then Daisy just said she wasn't ready. They, like, asked her on the show.
No, she's not ready. She's definitely not ready. Yeah, she's like, it's I watched her for one episode, I can tell you that much. And also, the viewership of the Daisy season would absolutely I'm sorry. Who's tuning in for the Daisy season?
I just feel like Daisy's gonna not get a lot of viewers, though. And she seems really sweet, and I feel bad. But I just feel like everybody wanted Maria.
Everyone definitely wanted Maria. And I heard, like, timeline-wise, she got asked, said yes, and then, like, all that stuff must have come up. And so then she said no. But if you notice, like, all of Jen's promo pictures for being the Bachelorette were taken, like, at the night of the finale. Like, she doesn't have any of the promo pictures with, like, the roses, like, how they always do. Wow. All of her pictures were, like, live. Yeah, so people think it's, like, a last-minute call. Yeah,
they were not expecting.
A last-minute shuffle. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So she was just on standby, you think? Mm-hmm. And then they shoved her
in. Yeah, and then she did, like, a little interview.
When Daisy said no?
Mm-hmm. She did a little interview at the finale, and Jesse Palmer was like, what are you looking for, like, blah blah blah, and she was like, well, I definitely want a rock on my finger. And I was like, girl, that is not what you say on The Bachelor. Like, you are just screaming that you are not here for the right reasons. Get it together.
Like, I just want to be engaged.
Yeah. Like, you sound desperate. Oh,
she said that, and I was like, fuck yeah. Y'all are like, you did not say that.
You don't know the game.
I don't know.
There are words you need to say.
Okay.
There's a book and everything on how to, like, win it.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I'm not. Yeah.
I haven't read it. Speaking
of games, I wanted to let y'all know, last episode we talked about which reality TV show we would want to be on. And I said Survivor, despite never having watched Survivor.
You would suck at, you would hate Survivor, and no offense, you would also suck at it.
I do not think that I would suck at all of it. So I started watching the season 46 airing right now.
People love to get all righteous about Survivor.
Oh no, I definitely think I would fail all the physical challenges, but I think I could do well at a puzzle. At a puzzle, I think I got it.
Do Big Brother, then.
Isn't the major part like surviving? Am I wrong? Yeah. There's also a social dynamic that you have to navigate.
Are you saying I'd
fail? I'm so sunburned.
You don't strike me as a survivalist. You're city girl.
City girl, stay with me.
Don't even lie. Kara, look at your setup. Kara, look at your setup. You're sitting in front of three motherfucking monitors. Talking about her, like, survival.
A rainbow keyboard.
No, literally.
Karen and I, whenever we were at Purdue, we were talking about Mad Smack all weekend about how we would win the Amazing Race. We're like, we're gonna be winning for sure. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, together?
Yes. Yeah. Like, we were just,
That's hilarious. I think y'all would, like, not be friends. Like,
I think it'd be fine. But, and then at one point, we were just both just standing in the middle of, like, a very busy road, just texting. Just standing in the middle of the road, just texting, both of us. And then I look up at both of us and go, Kara, we literally think we would have been the Amazing Race. And she cannot multitask. Do not ask her to do a single thing while she has a phone in her hand. Kara, yes, you. You cannot multitask. No.
Yeah,
not
no.
With your texting. No.
No. I go full iPad kid.
She's full in, yeah. She's fully in, yeah. So I don't think we would win the Amazing Race. Okay, so I'll be more optimistic about your Survivor campaign.
Oh no, I think I could do the puzzles, but I don't think I could survive. I don't think I could do nature.
It's like they do the challenges, but you get to be in a house.
Yeah, I actually think if you go in just saying that, you'll go very far because people won't eliminate you because you're not a threat.
True.
That would be a good game plan.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta play dumb a little bit.
But then you, like, the rewards for the games and stuff is, like, rice.
No.
Then you really think about it and it's like, wow, you're not, like, you don't have food. Like, you're surviving.
No, like, literally. Wow. There's no break room. You, like, win this huge-ass challenge and then the big prize at the end is a tarp. like the fuck.
Oh, I would not enjoy that.
No, I don't even. I don't even like glamping. So I don't know why I think.
No,
I
was,
like...
I've never been camping in my entire life.
I was gonna say I'm the most experienced one. Let the record somehow show.
Yeah, I'm scared of spiders. I would be sunburnt all the time.
Lauren, I've only been camping one time in my life. It was with my mom when we were growing up, and like the rest of the family was still at the campsite. And my mom and I needed to get away, so we went to the gas station, and my mom got gas. She started driving away, but she forgot to take the gas thing out of the car.
That's so my worst nightmare.
The entire tube with the gas is like all over the parking lot.
Imagine like the whole thing came out of the ground. That's crazy.
It was so funny.
I'm shocked that hasn't happened to me yet. Completely shocked.
I couldn't... Shout out to my mom. She listens to the podcast. I can't believe that happened. Shout out to Bridget.
Yeah. Well, just to add something to that. I remember one time when I was like 4, my mom ran me over with a golf cart. So.
Lauren survived. Yeah. You didn't even break an arm. She didn't even... Nope. We don't know. We didn't take you. I don't even remember taking you to the doctor.
It's not broken anymore.
Feels on sound.
Yeah.
Lauren, we can have a little injury minute, because I'm also traumatized by the 2 times when you, first of all, fell face first off of a fucking stacked bleacher.
Girl.
On the hardwood floor.
Yeah, we have, our fucking family, we have, like, traumatic broken bone stories. Like, every single kid, we broke a bone in, like, the most traumatic way and other people saw it. Like, each of us have stories.
Lauren, I thought you were about to watch
Sarah. I watched Sarah fall out of our second story bedroom window. She broke her leg when we were losing. Like, she fell out. Just like,
I did a front flip.
I didn't realize you watched that happen, Lauren. I've heard that story. I didn't realize you had to witness.
I saw it happen. I was with her.
Probably like, what, 4?
Yeah.
I was like, 6.
I was like, Mom, right after Dad, Sarah fell. And you're like, what?
Your arm had just been ran over. The skin marks had just gone away. And then I fall out of the fucking window.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wanted to see my friend come. And then I fell through the screen. The screen fell out. And then I plummeted after. Did a perfect somersault. Landed, for the record, on my feet.
All right.
Landed on my feet. No, I did. Kara, I swear to God. I swear to God. And I'm not someone who's super religious, but I do remember, this is going to sound super weird, I'm sorry, but slowing down physically as I was falling. No, don't laugh. Fuck you. That was my miracle.
Yeah.
Girl, I could have been paralyzed. I was 6 years
happy
old.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter doll.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
She is risen.
She is risen. She has fallen, and then she rose.
Guys, the box I'm sitting on just ripped. Guys, I'm scared.
Lauren's falling apart because I asked her to sit on a flat surface.
Yeah, I usually sit on my bed all comfy and cozy, and Sarah said I can't do that today.
Her audio always sounds like shit, and the audience allegedly will back me up on that, trust me.
I don't think so.
Well, they listen to the edited version.
And it sounds great.
What's the 4 hours after me editing the audio. Okay, anywho. Yeah, so I fell out of the window, snapped my little leg, only broke it. I should not be even be able to walk to this day.
Mm-mm, she should be dead.
The doctor said I should have died right there. Yeah.
The doctor said I should have died.
The doctor said I should have killed her.
You should be dead. Really, how the fuck do you do that? You should be dead.
You should really die.
That's funny.
Yeah. I almost landed on the fucking AC unit.
Yeah, it's like literally, they're glowing.
Yeah.
It's literally a miracle she's like fine.
For real. So y'all laughing at my trauma. Yeah. You know.
But I felt...
Oh, that was not Lauren, no.
Yeah, it's my turn. That was your only one. It doesn't even matter. Like, whatever. Like, in a gym, like, all the bleachers were stacked to the top. And during my brother's basketball game, my friend... I don't even know who...
Thought it was me.
No, well, you were probably there, but we were like throwing stuffed animals to each other. I was at the top of the stacked bleachers, and she was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Rest, like, why were we doing that?
I don't know.
She threw it up to me, and I missed it, and I like reached down for it, and then next thing I know, I landed on my arm on the ground while they were like shooting a free throw in the background or something. It was like boom.
You literally fell like on your fucking neck. Like your arm broke your fall between your neck and the hardwood floor. And you were probably, again, four. You were also like 4 years old.
I was in like second grade. I think it was the summer between second and third grade.
Why do you remember that?
It was the summer after first grade. Because
you were 7, yeah.
During third grade, I broke my ankle playing hide-and-go-seek in the dark with, again, my sister and our other friends.
I remember this.
Shout out Elizabeth, Megan, Brittany.
Oh.
We were playing hide-and-go-seek in the dark, and I was hiding on top of a chest of drawers I had in my room, and Sarah over here was coming to tag us, and she went to go tag me, and I jumped down to try to get away, and I broke my fucking ankle. Just, like, so
hard. Sounds like Sarah got you. Like...
Lauren is so fucking stupid. This stack of drawers, I'm like 8 feet tall.
Dude, but you have no idea the things I would just do in my room. I would just jump around. Like, I remember I would jump from... I remember one time, I don't know why. I just, like, had too much free time as a kid. But I, like, jumped from my top bunk to my front door just to see if I could. Just to see if I could. So I would just do that. I thought it was invincible.
How did you land on your front door?
And I had already broken a bone. I did not just, like, I jumped from the ladder, the top of the ladder, from my bunk bed to my door, which was really far. So I just, like, I would do these things, and I just thought they were normal, and then
I broke a bone.
Yeah.
So, Kara, did you do anything like that?
I've never broken a bone, but... Isn't that crazy?
Well,
I honestly can't believe it. I feel like I must have at some point and just never went to the doctor. Like, I feel like I must have broken a toe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not even like a finger?
No. Oh.
Yeah, no.
Not really. But, I mean, the bunk bed thing reminded me. So, for a while, like, there were 6 of us living at my dad's house. It was like, my dad and his girlfriend, and then me, my 2 sisters, and my brother. And my brother, being the only boy, like, got his own room. And then the 3 girls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like...
I did not realize he was the only boy.
Me, my older sister, Renee, and my younger sister, Addie, all shared a room. And so we had a twin with a trundle on one side of the bed, and then bunk beds with the bottom being a full and the top being a twin in the room. No dressers. Literally nothing else but bed and a TV.
Sardines.
Oops. And I have, like, vivid memories of us on, like, the Xbox, like, the original Xbox, playing the Simpsons driving game. Please tell me you know the Simpsons driving game.
We didn't do that.
Damn.
Sorry. I'm sure our listeners.
Our thousands of listeners will probably know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Leave a comment. No, literally. Yeah, hey, Mom, do you remember the Simpsons driving game?
No, we were big on the Wii Sport Resort.
Ooh.
I was a pro on the wakeboarding. I was dedicated, and I was big on the...
speed slicing.
The speed slicing, yes, but also the anything that had involved singing or dancing.
Yeah.
We had to have the game.
Disney We Sing It.
Did you have
Disney
Boogie, We Sing It. Did you have Boogie Superstar?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, 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 yes.
That's some of the biggest arguments in the world. I literally remember waking up early just to be the first ones
just
to get to the Wii.
It's the Boogie.
And literally, it would be like 6 in the morning. And my dad, you know, he's worked all week, 70 hours a week. And he wakes up to me. I got a pocket. It was
like
always pocket full of sunshine. Always.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Always pocket full of
y'all don't know anything about because you're hot and you're cold.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Dawn, what do you mean I don't know anything about it? Girl, I sing that at the third grade talent show. I sing it at the third grade talent show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I love that you brought up your dad and the Wii. My dad, we had the Wii Fit. My dad would come out in the family.
I'm nervous for this.
Me too.
My dad in the wee fit. Okay, oh boy.
My dad would come out in just his underpants to go weigh himself using the wee fit.
He's got to
lose the extra ounces. He's got to
extra ounces.
Obese.
You could be 2 pounds and it would say you're obese, but it's not a scale.
It would always tell me I was overweight. It was
always like me 8 years old, I was like devastated.
I can't imagine if my dad knew about our Wii Fit. I don't think he even knew we had a Wii.
Dude, no, he doesn't know what a Wii. He played Mario Kart with us sometimes. Or definitely with me.
Sometimes.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about me.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I do remember probably one of my first little mini eating disorders was on the Wii Fit doing all the fucking step-up exercises.
Yeah, when it kindly let you know that you were morbidly obese as a 10-year-old. Mm.
Yeah, any sort of a Wii Sing It, any sort of a... The Boogie Wonderland, that was the...
Boogie Superstar?
Boogie Wonderland.
Just Dance 4.
Just Dance 4.
All the Just Dances, yeah. Just Dance 4
yeah,
is
but
iconic.
Especially
yes.
Just Dance 4. Yeah, because it has Oh No by Marina and the Diamonds.
Ooh, did y'all do really? Guitar Hero?
No, we didn't get that. We didn't do
that's
that.
A shame.
We're simply singing and dancing.
Yeah,
singers and dancers.
No, like I said, we had 6 people in the house. We had a family band. So.
Oh, yeah. We did. Y'all had a little band.
That's kind of dope.
It was Sarah and I against the world.
Can you believe?
We specialize.
Y'all, I mean, y'all heard me sing that. You heard my sample of Hot and Cold. Can you believe they made me the singer?
What was your go-to?
Oh, I believe it.
What was your go-to song?
Well,
no, you have stage presence. Kara has good stage presence.
Thank you. When Renee would pick for me, we would do the Hot and Cold because older sister thinks she's gonna pick the song. She's my manager, but. If I got to pick, I really liked Creep.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. I could see
time.
Yeah. I could see you being really artistic with that choice.
We're almost 30 minutes in and we haven't even started talking. We are literally 26 minutes in and we haven't even started talking about the show. This
intro. Let's get into it then. Start with episode 7.
We'll get to it. Because episode 7 was good.
Okay.
It was
these
good.
These are two good episodes. Exactly. Yeah. And also, okay, so let's start with the fact that Lauren did predict the fact that Jonathan would not choose Ashmal and Ramon back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, she knew.
Oh, yeah. So this is episode 7 of Couple to Thruple. This is our formal transition. Maybe I should add some sort of a transition song or something like that. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Lauren. Maybe I'll give you some little snippet or something. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, yeah.
No,
so I'll clip that.
Couple to Thruple.
And the episode starts off with the swap ceremony.
Well, one of the first things that happens in the episode, like post-swap ceremony, is the challenge. And the challenge was definitely giving Survivor on the beach, having to ask questions. So, like, but the first part of the challenge, if y'all remember, is they have to grab something with their mouths out of a big bowl of milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ew!
And so
this was
they
disgusting.
Have to do the entire challenge covered in milk. And I don't know if it just adds to the kinkiness of this entire show or, like,
I know,
what their reasoning
right?
is, but I'm sick of, like, people getting nasty for, like, no reason. Like, you do not need to get them covered in milk. That is disgusting.
Mm-mm. It was really, I was honestly, like, I couldn't even watch. Cause just thought of
and then
Ashmal
and Ramon
like
could not get it, and they both got drenched in the milk. It was so nasty. I felt so bad for them.
Gross. I didn't even, like, can't even imagine what that would feel like.
Mm-mm. Blind it with a,
Ew. I had just watched all the Nickelodeon documentaries, and I was like, this is disgusting.
That's not.
It's creepy.
They did the same kind of. That's what Karen said.
No, you're right.
It's like
weird.
Sexual. Yeah.
It's, yeah, they totally mean it to be like an.
Oh my
obviously
god.
These are adults.
Did it talk about
so
the slime on Nickelodeon?
Just they talked about like the different innuendos, like the physical comedy that they would do was very like sexual, mm-hmm. and like there were different like. It was more like implicit, you know, they weren't explicit things. Like there was like this literally a guy named like the pickle guy.
Yeah.
He would come and like do weird things with pickles and shit. Like, I don't know.
Making Gibby always take his shirt off and stuff.
There was one on they used to have like a kids dare show or something back in like the early 2000s where they like covered this kid in peanut butter and had dogs lick the peanut butter off. Like, isn't that insane?
That's
he was like,
disgusting.
I don't fucking do that. That's like, that's disgusting.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wait, what was that show called? Because that sounds familiar. Boys versus Girls or something?
No. I think it was a little bit before our time.
A little bit before our time? I'm thinking of the Room Makeover show, Boys versus Girls. You remember that show? Lauren, you remember that?
Oh. Double Dare is what it was called.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me look that up.
Someone will know what I'm talking about. All right, there's a lot of ruckus going down.
Trading Spaces, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, no, that wasn't on.
It wasn't that? Okay.
So, thank you for that.
Oh, okay, wait, sorry. Quick sidebar, because Lauren, listen. There's Lauren and Kara, listen, because there's a lot of shows coming to Peacock. Mm-hmm. Brand new shows. New shows, sorry.
I know.
I have to,
so much for Couple to Thruple.
We're gonna get there.
Lauren, you're gonna have to sing again.
Opening, no. Listen to this headline. Peacock is opening the Bravo Vault on April 15th. We have, Lauren, this is Don't Be Tardy for the Party, which is Kim Zolciak. You remember that song that we reviewed on that? Don't be tardy for the party. So she was Real Housewives of Atlanta. She had a spinoff. It lasted 9 seasons. All 9 seasons are coming out. April 15th.
9 seasons? Yes. And I've literally never heard of that show in my entire life.
Real Housewives of D.C.
Is that different from Potomac?
No. Yes, it is different from Potomac. It was one season. This will be a good one for you to watch, Kara, because it was only one season, and they canceled it because a couple tried to, or they managed to, successfully managed to bypass multiple security checkpoints at the White House and snuck into a correspondence dinner as they were filming.
What the hell?
The show. And then the whole show got canceled and it got completely taken off Bravo. So, like, no one's ever seen it. And this was in like 2009, so I've never seen it.
I'm shocked.
Obama era White House.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine Michelle Obama as a real husband.
I know, it's 2009.
Sorry. Imagine the real first ladies and then just like. And then we'll just include the second gentleman just for shits and gigs. Kamala Harris's husband, the man. That is so funny.
And then the grand finale is Tabitha's Salon Takeover.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that show?
How could I forget?
I know. That was, like, the only Bravo show that was, like, somewhat age-appropriate, so my mom would let Lauren and I watch it when we were, like, 6, so I vividly remember Tabitha.
Dude, I was allowed to watch anything with mom. I was watching SNL and, like, 2 and a Half Men when I was, like, 5, because your mom was, like, she doesn't know what they're talking about.
And I remember watching Rock of Love when I was, like, 5, when it came out originally. I remember watching Rock of Love as it aired, and I looked it up, because I just rewatched that show in early autumn, and it came out in 2006, and this show is literally, like, the raunchiest version of The Bachelor. Like, imagine, like, they just went to, like, a trailer park and grabbed a bunch of people and brought them to be on The Bachelor. That was Rock of Love.
I'll watch that show. Is that in the vault?
Oh, you should. It's on Hulu. No, it's on Hulu. It was VH1, so it's even trashier than Bravo. VH1 reality shows are just a different breed. Okay, anyways, back to Peacock reality
back to
shows.
Back to Couple to Thruple.
Back to Couple to Thruple. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Couple to Thruple.
So, they're doing this weird little challenge. I don't know if we also addressed the fact that they had chosen Frank.
Jonathan. Yeah. Also, what I have written down is what the first thing they said to, or he said to them was, I just really love y'all's emphasis on loyalty and trust.
Mm-hmm. That did not
what? Age. I'm like, that is the least trusting couple I've ever seen in my entire life. Have you seen the last, like, few events play out?
I was like, where did you get
at
that?
At all. Yeah, I'm like, that's not.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wrote down, Ramon is pathetic.
Ramon gets in throughout watching both of these episodes back to back. It's easy to hate Ramon. I definitely understand. But Maximo and Ash are also the main ones kind of like stirring up shit this episode.
I agree.
Because they came into breakfast already hot and heavy.
Yeah. I don't like them.
I don't either. I thought I did last episode, like last time we recorded. No. Not anymore.
Yeah.
No? You guys are donezo?
They're too messy for me.
They're too messy for you?
Yeah. I don't understand, like, deliberately being messy on purpose. Like, if you actually like these people, then that's one thing. But, like, you only want to talk to Becca. You only want to talk to Jonathan. You only want to talk to Darian to be messy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they had chosen Maximo and Ash, which I kept doing voice to text on here, so the way the names get messed up is actually really funny. Maximo and Ash is the way it's written on here. They chose Becca, but then immediately after, literally at that night, I'm pretty sure, is when they were talking to Darian and told Darian they wanted to make out with her, right? And then again later, they said they were talking to Jonathan and said that they were interested in him.
Can we back up?
Yeah.
Did they tell Darian that they wanted to make out with her? Or did Darian approach them and say that she wanted to kiss them? Because I thought that Darian...
history.
I'm pretty sure that Darian was the one being messy, leaving Brittany and Sean and going to talk to Maximo and Ash.
Yeah. She at least, herself. Like, initiated the conversation. I
think. Because that's definitely a segue into episode 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have other thoughts, still.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't go on yet, but...
Yeah, but no. We will.
Exactly. So they basically set their sights on two taken people.
Yeah.
Because Jonathan was... Well, he wasn't still with... Yeah, wait, was he still with Ashmal and Ramon at this time?
Whenever they... I feel like whenever they talked, though... It was before the
swap ceremony.
The swap
ceremony. I think it was.
So
okay,
he at least,
sorry.
Like, maybe he knew, like, they weren't, he wasn't going to pick them back. So
exactly.
Fine, but, like, they were still paired up.
And then Jonathan, being the girls' guy that he is, goes and tells Becca, like, hey, you need to watch out for your couple. Like, they are out here being little whores, you know, trying to get with the other people. Blah, 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 blah. And
what did you think about that? Like, if you were on a reality show, would you look out for someone like that? Or would you just keep it to yourself?
I would tell them, because it's not really that he's looking out for her. I think that brings... It's just keeping the storyline going. He's got to communicate. Yeah. He's got to let them know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it seems like Becca and Jonathan are, like, genuinely friends.
I do think he cares, yeah.
And I think they've spent a lot of... Just because they're both singles on the show, they spent a lot of time together. So they probably, like... I feel like it's pretty genuine.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan really has managed to... He's had a lot of opportunities to come off as, like, a bad person, and he really hasn't, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, he seems like a fine person.
Yeah, and, like, everyone else has, like, rubbed me the wrong way at least a few times on this show.
Oh yeah.
About...
Okay, so the one thing I also wrote down was when they showed Maximo and Ash and Becca, I guess, like, all waking up. It was just so funny because it was, like, Maximo around Ash, like, kissing her. And then Becca was, like, over there and they're like, oh.
I know, yeah. They seemed really disjointed.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I think Maximo and Ash are just too close. I can't imagine trying to infiltrate them as a third.
No, like, they're just too... Yeah, they're... I don't know. I would feel left out all the
time. Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I'm, like, not cool, like, enough. You know?
Like, I get they want to experiment, and I don't know. Like, if I'm, like, framing this as if they are somehow here for the right reasons, even though I don't believe they are, I think they just want, like, to be on TV. Honestly.
Right.
But if they want to experiment, that's fine. But the whole point of ethical non-monogamy.
Hell yeah.
Is that you tell your partner about that. Yes. And then they're deliberately being like, it's just you. Well, like I'm not good. Like we're having such a great time. Like they're not being honest about them wanting to still see other people. I'm like, that's defeating the whole purpose.
Right. One of the things I wrote down
was like, just tell me.
One of the things I wrote down was they were like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. And, like, the point of the show is to have a relationship leaving the show. Like, it is that deep. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's just not, like, it's giving what Lauren and Dylan were giving with just their
sex. The gay version.
Yeah, just the gay version.
With the gay version. They're a straight couple. Like, they're a gay
straight couple. You're so right. That's so weird. You said that, and I was like, wait, you're right.
They're a queer couple in the sense that they're both queer. They are straight.
They are a straight couple. Lauren, the way that was like brand new information that you just told me. Like, I hadn't even thought about it like that simply at all. I don't think they want to call themselves a straight couple.
No, not
there's nothing straight about either of them.
No. Lauren, how dare you? Try to erase queerness. Oh my god, I'm dying. But I also wrote down, did anyone catch that team Lauren and Dylan's fucking names for the challenge? Team Fitness!
Oh my god.
Because they hate lazy people.
I did not see that.
Y'all didn't catch Team Fitness.
That's cringe.
Yeah. I think that, like, I just want to know so badly what they talk about. Like, what TV shows do they watch? What do they do together?
They watch Biggest Loser. They
just work out. Next Top Model.
Yes.
I was gonna say like Big Bang Theory.
No.
Yeah, they probably find that like so.
No, they probably watch Two and a Half Men and Cry.
Oh my god. They probably don't watch Big Bang Theory, but they definitely watch Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
They seem like the kind of couple that sits down for like a cable sitcom every week. Yeah.
Or they like their show is like the good doctor or something.
No,
it's like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. They love I don't know.
I bet they like Survivor.
They probably didn't get on to Survivor.
Yeah, they've applied.
And so they got on to Couple to Thruple. No, they were like, this works. Anywho, because they hate lazy people. I just like, ugh, I can't with them. I'm so ready for cringe. Them to go. I miss Corey and Wilder also.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I was very much missing them, and definitely in episode 8. But Brittany and Darian, so after the whole conversation with Ash and Maximo, Darian reveals to Brittany that she wants to kiss Ash.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany's like, no. Like, what?
Yeah. You literally just asked us about this, and we were like, we wouldn't be cool with that. Like, I don't know.
I know, but I also, like, I feel like Darian said she wanted to be open from the start.
Yeah. Then she shouldn't have, like, or I don't know. Like, if she, before the last swap ceremony, if she knew that that wasn't something they were going to want, I think she should have just swapped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. She should have been like, I don't think we want the same thing.
I think it would have been a valid argument for Sean and Brittany if they were pulling the physical side of things. But for them to have their first kiss until episode 8 is actually ridiculous.
That's very true. That is very, very, very
like,
true.
The girl's just horny. Yeah. Let her get some.
Please, like, I just want to be open, please.
I know. It's hard to, like, kind of talk, like, backwards, you know, because we've already obviously watched episode 8 and, like, we're going to talk about it. But, like, in episode 7, like, I did not see them even really, like, interact with Darian. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know. They just seemed so disjointed.
Well, I feel like even the last time we did the podcast, we were talking about how, like, Brittany said that their sexual attraction levels were at, like, a 9, and Darian said that they were at, like, a 2.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that, and that definitely carried over.
Yeah. I think they're just, like, Brittany and, what's his name, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
I think they just, like, I don't know. What's the word? They're into, like, edging or something. Like, just the anticipation
like
of it, but they're never, yeah. That edging was not the word for that, but... encapsulated what I meant. I don't know. Like, I don't understand why they won't just, like, do it. I don't know. Not, like, literally do it, but, like...
No, I don't understand
I don't understand. At all. Like, because it's like, but it's like, why, okay, what are they trying to get from this is what I really don't understand. Because they're not trying to put in the effort to make it seem like it's a relationship.
Right.
They're just like friends.
Like, what do you need to accomplish before you can make out with someone? Because it doesn't seem like you're making any progress to doing any of that, you know?
Like, they've just been hanging out this whole time. Like, they're just friends.
I just, I can't understand that. Why are you on the show? Like, like, not like, like, I'm pro Lauren and Dylan or anything like that, but man, at least they have the right idea about some stuff.
Like, yeah, they're like on the same page, they know what they want. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just shocked. I want to know who proposed the conversation or, like, the idea of, like, adding a third, because it seems like neither of them. Like, neither of them.
No! Yeah, no, they don't seem like they need it. They don't seem like they're missing anything in their relationship. They seemed very content.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just there to just, like, do some soul searching. You know?
They're just filler. Yeah. They're kind of just, like, I think they probably, there was probably another couple who wanted to be on and then couldn't. And then they just were like, this worked.
Yeah.
They left to apply. I'm telling you, they just went to the Equinox and swooped them up. Yeah. Also, Brittany's body, by episode 8, my jaw literally dropped.
Yeah, she was in some outfits where I was like, well, that's insane.
I've just never seen anything like it. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
They sit so pretty. Mm-hmm.
It was getting, like, the fact that it's getting better as you're, like, a month and a half into a vacation should not be illegal.
All they're doing is working out in the off time.
That's just, so true.
I don't know.
All they're doing is...
Yeah, her body's crazy.
They're just trying to stay hot. That's the whole objective. Yeah. That's your only job.
They're doing it well. No wonder Sean is so content. So, can we fast forward to episode 8? 8 was crazy to me. 8 was one of the best episodes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of episode 7, we end pretty much with a rose ceremony where Maximo and Ash are towards the front of the group in terms of, like, staying or swapping. And did I call it a rose ceremony? That's my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been having to mentally, like, stop myself from doing that this entire time.
Sorry. Stay or swap. And I thought that them picking Jonathan was so crazy. But I feel like Jonathan stepping down to begin with was just his, like, attempt to get back over on the same side as Ashmal and Rahman.
Definitely.
Like, he was trying to play strategy. He didn't give a fuck about them. He was using them just as they used him. Period.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. But Ashmal and Rahman, they see him step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're done. It's over. And all of a sudden, they are ride or die for Frank.
Like, I love him.
Like, even though they, they hadn't gotten to know Frank literally at all up until this point. I don't know. The whole thing was just incredibly annoying. But Max, also, just side note, at some point I renamed Frank to Maxwell. I don't know why. In my brain, but I keep
definitely gives Maxwell.
I don't know. Maxwell clocked Rahman about how he's just pretending to be happy to make Jonathan jealous. Actually, that might have been Maximo.
Oh, was that at one of their meals, like, at the table? Where, like, Maximo and Ash kind of, like, confronted them?
Maybe.
Or, like, tried to stir the pot?
Yeah, maybe.
There was definitely, like, a crazy part where they were all at breakfast. Rahman got up. And then Jonathan, when he arrived with Maximo and Ash and saw that Rahman was not there, Jonathan left the table and they went and had that conversation. And then later on at the pool. Oh, no. And then later, Jonathan and Frank had that conversation.
Yes.
That was crazy. I just can't. Frank is so ballsy for even, like, hosting that conversation.
I know.
He can keep his composure so well. He is so much more mature than Ashmal and Rahman combined. He's so mature. He's
very guarded. But he's very guarded.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
That's the word. He's like shy. Like, he's like quiet. I don't know. He's like quiet. I wouldn't say he's guarded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I just don't know anything about him, but I guess it's hard to.
Well, you don't know anything about any of the singles. That's like, true, I don't know anything about anybody on this show.
That's like part of the gag. That's like half of the gag.
The only thing I know
all I know is them on the show.
All I know about Frank is when they. So then later on it was Ashmal, Jonathan, and Frank was sitting in between them, and they were talking about, like, awkward moments or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't even believe this for all of our listeners. Frank said he was wearing short shorts, and he looked down, and his penis was hanging out of the shorts. I just was like...
His dick was swaying.
Are you serious?
How do you not notice that?
No, literally, you can't feel the breeze. It's just so like...
Sarah.
It's probably...
Yeah, but I feel like you'd feel the breeze.
No, he's definitely hung.
Like, I feel like I would notice if my cooter was out.
My cooter?
Was just hanging out. I'd
Your cooter? Yeah.
You heard me.
Okay.
Yeah, I also, I thought it was funny whenever they, whenever he was in bed with Ashmal and Rahman, and Ashmal was like, "You're probably never the little spoon, right?" Or something. He's like, who would you be the little spoon?
Yeah, Ashmal does not know how to act around Frank.
The only thing, yeah, I'm like, that man has never seen, like, a black man in his entire life.
Never. He's
like, doesn't know what to say other than, oh, wow. Like, I don't know. Like, it's so funny.
They keep it slow, they keep it wholesome for the most part with Frank, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank uses that against Jonathan. That was shady. Whenever Frank was like, yeah, so we're keeping it slow, and like, you guys, you little whore, mm-hmm. like, y'all fuck
slow off. Slow and steady like, with the first night.
That bit him in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut to the chase a little bit, because I feel like we're teasing all everybody about what the outcome of the episode is. We can kind of go back and dissect it a little bit more, but it all kind of boils down to, well, okay, so first of all, talk about how Ash and Maximo were so necessary for the show to end up the way that it is.
Agreed.
They were essential workers on this cast. Because when they put their bids out for Jonathan, obviously Jonathan comes back into the picture, and he's openly saying to basically everybody except for his couple, literally all day he was not hanging out with Ash and Maximo. At some point I also called him Axmo and Mash. Their names are ridiculous. He's telling everybody except for them, like, I have feelings for Jonathan and for Rahman and Ashmal. And then it all kind of boils down to this whole challenge, I guess. The only challenge that was actually necessary in the entire show. Whenever they talk to the singles, they bring in the singles at the end of episode 8. So let's go ahead and go to that, shall we?
Yeah, so basically the premise of it was that the couples had like one last chance with any single that still like didn't get closure, basically. And so some of them had like an ex brought in. So for instance, like Maximo and Ash had Becca brought in, but others had potentials. So Maximo and Ash also had Darian come in. Ashmal and Rahman, despite being with Frank right now, had Jonathan come in, and
Lauren and Dylan had Mia, right?
Lauren and Dylan had Mia, yeah. Where Mia, despite, like, her hard feelings, was like, oh, yeah, I'm still open to building a relationship with you guys, blah, blah, blah.
She, like, ate them up and was, like, saying why she was upset, and then she was like, but I'm open.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what?
Finally. Mia?
But still being like, I'll be with you if you'll still take me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, they won't.
No. She did look good walking out into the beach, though, with that black sparkly outfit.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, little kid who?
I I know. They kept flashing back.
Did y'all hear that?
You okay?
The box is ripped further. It's on both sides, guys.
Lauren doesn't have a fucking chair, apparently.
I am doing a squat.
It's okay.
Oh, guys, it's okay, actually.
I said it's fine. I said I don't care. It's funny because I have two chairs in your room right now. Because awesome. I have an extra one.
Well,
shoved in Lauren's room. Chairs galore over here. And then, who else? What other couples did you...
To be honest with y'all, I did not find that part, like, groundbreaking. I thought the Jenga, really, where everyone made out, was more groundbreaking.
Yeah, because honestly, all the conversations they had were, like, stuff that people had already said and, like, the confessionals. I'm like, I already knew.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Now they just all know. So, I'm really? Curious, like...
Because I'm at a point, because... Okay, you can go back.
Well, I was going to ask, like, what your prediction is, because there's still two more episodes, you know? So, I'm wondering, like, if they make their final decision next episode, then what would episode 10 even be about? So, I'm curious to see what Scott Evans has in store.
Because after that whole bit, I swear, I don't think Darian is going to stay with Brittany and Sean.
Mm-mm. No, but I think the couples will get, like, one more pick. That's what I'm trying to say. But I wonder how it's going to go if there's not another stay or swap ceremony.
Yeah, I think Ramon and Ashmal are going to try to pick Jonathan again.
I think it'll work this time.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I can't
for
imagine
their sake.
A world where they leave the experiment together, though.
I know. I don't know what's drawing them all into each other. It's truly a phenomenon.
They're all fine. They're all attractive.
They're all
men.
Cute.
Sure, but like,
and they fucked on the first night, so clearly. Yeah.
But Frank is hot too, so it's like that can't be the only thing.
Yeah,
but if you're interpreting Frank as being guarded, then they definitely are as well. Plus, they already had all that emotional history with Jonathan, so
they're
attached.
I guess. Their emotional history is tormenting
they
them.
They lost their throuple of virginity to Jonathan, and now they're they're like tied down. They can't move on. You know,
it's not a first love. It's a first throuple.
It's not even their first threesome. Yeah,
but
it's
no,
first
it is. Didn't they say that it was their first experience altogether? Like they had
no
way.
They talked about having threesomes.
Have you seen those boys?
They
might
have threesomes all the time.
No. I swear to God, who was the what was the couple that said that though? That they were new to having like experiences together.
Brittany and Sean. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think
it was Brittany.
Brittany and
Sean.
Corey and Wilder as well. I think.
No,
because they had the.
They had the girl and he cheated.
Yeah.
But I thought that... Oh, okay. Never mind.
They had sex with the girls.
Okay, maybe I'm misremembering.
I think it was Brittany and Sean.
It could be all of them for what I'm fucking watching.
For real.
Yeah.
What other predictions do you guys have? Is there anything else you need to say about episode 8?
What about Sanu coming into the picture? Did you feel like after their conversation you could see her coming back?
Definitely, because I could see Darian leaving.
Yeah, I think she's gonna go with. That's like honestly the perfect situation. We're just like slides over one.
Yeah, they just like did not give Sanu a chance, and they said that, but I still don't think that's gonna like make them give her a chance. I think they're like, I don't know. Like I feel like if Darian were to not. Choose them, they would just go home.
They just wouldn't.
Yeah. Or they would just, like, stay the week by themselves.
If they let them do that, they'll probably
stay they'd be like, no, you're going home.
I was really hoping that Peach would come through for some unhashed whatever.
She needed some closure.
But nope. She didn't even get an opening, let alone closure.
Yeah, I think she's, like, over it.
I know,
that they didn't pick her that last time.
Maybe they could. There's no reason why they couldn't bring Peach back for if they do a season 2 or something.
That's true.
You know,
she seemed like a Bachelor. Little immature though. She was like really mad. She did not get picked.
She was a little mad, but it makes for it was interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah,
I'm sure she has some. I'm sure there are some Peach stands out there somewhere.
She's really pretty.
In the world. Yeah. Lauren's like sure. Peach stands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to do this with like. what's the word? Like, not attractive people, like, really weird people.
Yes.
Like, ooh, like the people you think of when you think of polyamory. Like, we need some to do LARPers. That with that people. Yeah.
That's yeah. how I feel like, about Love is Blind. Put some Uggos yes. in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel the same is that Bachelor. What that's like?
Let's get some dyed hair. Let's get some Uggos.
I don't remember them. There being that many ugly people in like the seasons of Love is Blind that I watched.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
should.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. The whole premise is not seeing people. Him beforehand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And instead of going to the beach, they can like layer up and go to the mountains or something, so they don't have to like. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
To burn.
See them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up here for our third recap of Couple to Thruple.
Yeah.
We're going to try and maybe record another episode sometime, potentially this week. We'll talk about it after we all end up recording. Yeah. So hopefully you guys will get another episode soon. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at spilt_milk podcast. We have really active Instagram.
We post all the time. We remember the login. Currently logged in, even.
Yeah.
Trust me.
For sure. And you can follow me on TikTok at saltbitch34. And you better follow me on YouTube for real at saltbitch34.
If you want to get, if you want to pop up on YouTube, maybe change your name. They don't like cuss words on there.
Oh, I should change my YouTube.
Yeah, they don't monetize that.
Okay, I'll fix it. Okay, follow me at salt something 34 on YouTube. There we go.
Hold on. Follow me at
oh yes
_ Kara Crochets. I crochet.
Yes, she has amazing crochet work. She's a crochet artiste.
Yes.
Slay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.